You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian Buffini, host of It's a Good Life, the podcast for entrepreneurs. Over the past 25 years, I've built America's largest business coaching company. My podcast takes everything I've learned along the way, some great guests I've met over the years, and gives you the tools to grow your business and yourself. Entrepreneurship isn't always an easy life, but with the right guidance, it can be a good one. So tune in to It's a Good Life, the podcast for entrepreneurs.
There are a number of holidays celebrated all over the world where for a few days, people are free from the usual social restrictions to do more or less whatever they want to. Mardi Gras is like that in America. And in Myanmar, the country formerly known as Burma, their holiday, a New Year celebration, takes place this month. I'm Jim Metzner. And this is the pulse of the planet. The Burmese New Year celebration is called Finjan. It's a festival inspired by religious legends. But according to Jao Thala, the founder of the Finjan Association in New York City, it's also celebrated for more mundane reasons.
In Burma, April is a very hot time, and it's a great way of cooling each other. It's one of the most fun things. Imagine for 3 days you splash water each other and you can't get mad. The only people you don't splash water are pregnant women, monks, and the postman.
Burma has a full roster of cultural and political restrictions. But during Finjan, all those taboos are supposedly lifted. So thanks to this ancient religious holiday, for 3 days in April, the Burmese people can experience at least some of the freedoms that they're denied the rest of the year.
One of the taboos in Burma is that a boy will not necessarily go to a girl and ask for a date. You do it through a third person. But on those 3 days, no one can get mad. If a boy wishes to talk to a girl, they can go and directly talk to them and the girl cannot get mad.
And the holiday of Finjan could have a significant impact in a country known for its tight governmental controls.
One of the taboos is, of course, to reframe your speech. Since that's the day where all the taboos are lifted, during those 3 days, people can lash out whatever they want towards the government or any kind of institution, and they cannot be reprimanded or held accounted for what they have said on those 3 days.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.